Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Quarantee. I'm your host, Beth, back for more on the conversation of quarantine. Today, I'm really excited to have two guests on my show instead of one. This is the first time I'm doing this, so bear with me. These two women come all the way from France. Yes, we went international today for quarantine. It's a really big day for us. I am really excited for this episode because we're going to be just talking about Madeline and Rose's experience as international students studying abroad at the University of Washington. If this is something you're interested in doing, I know with COVID this is not an option for you, but if you are ever interested in studying abroad or hosting friends who are studying abroad from other countries, my experience with these friends was literally a 10 out of 10. So you don't get these kind of experiences anywhere. College is a really great time to form these relationships. So if you can, make friends with an international student. We are gonna get to the show really quickly because this is actually kind of a long episode. But before, I have a special segment for the month of February, AKA Black History Month, called Things Black People Invented That White People Took Credit For. And the first one I have today is the three-signal traffic light. I'm sure you didn't know this, but this was actually invented in 1923 by Garrett Morgan, who was an African-American man who designed this piece of equipment after witnessing a carriage accident at a busy intersection in Cleveland, Ohio. Morgan's design inspired the modern three-way traffic light currently used in the United States, Britain, Canada, and he later sold the rights to his patent to a General Electric for $40,000. Honestly, Garrett Morgan is an OG. Like, who would have known? Who would have known? Anyway, thanks for tuning in. Without further ado, here's the show. Hi guys, and welcome back to the show. With me today, I have two of my BFFs all the way from France.
Yay!
This is Rose. Rose, you can introduce yourself.
Hi, so I'm Rose. I'm living in Paris right now. I study translation, and I've been an exchange student for 1 year in Seattle.
Yes, that's exactly how we met. But I met you through Madeline. Madeline, if you'd like to introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Madeline. I'm 23 years old. I live in Lyon, which is a city in the south of France. And I am currently mastering a degree in international law. And I was studying abroad in Seattle last year.
I think it was 2019 to 2020. That would make sense because it's 2021 now.
Yeah,
so yeah, you totally. Guys got here, like, I think it was fall of 2019, and you started, Madeline, you lived in my house with me, and that's how I met Rose. And we would have lots of, you guys party hard, you French people.
Oh my God, that's not true.
Yes? Okay, you guys just party late, which I think that's just a European
that's
thing.
That's true.
But parties are weird. Like, how can you start a party at like 6 p.m.? It's not
you
even
can go
time
to bed
to eat.
By 11.
That's
oh
clever.
Oh my
though.
God. We get drunk at 11.
I know. You guys start at like 11 to 2. I feel like that's when you guys are pre-gaming. But I was really thankful that that was like something I took from you guys because you really like. I was afraid I was going to get burnout and like be like a grandma by the time I'm like 23. And now with COVID, I probably am going to be a grandma because I don't party at all, obviously. So yeah. Okay. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on. It's so exciting to have you guys here. This is the first time I've had two people on the show, and like the fact you guys are both all the way here from France, like double whammy. So yeah, let's talk first about your like study abroad experience. Did you guys were friends before you guys came to the US, right? To study. Oh no, you guys met?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, you guys seem like you guys are, I mean, I know you guys are tight now, but you guys seemed like BFFs. So how did you guys
meet? Yeah, we are.
I can't bear her.
Most BFFs can't stand each other at some point. That's how me and Emily are, at least. I understand.
Okay, oh, yeah. So when I arrived in Seattle, I didn't know anyone except mm-hmm. one guy that I had met in Lyon. Because he was an exchange student in France, actually. Mm-hmm. I arrived and there were no French people there. So I just talked with my roommates and that was pretty nice. But I was super happy to meet Madeline and all the others. And then mm-hmm. we became friends. And she always says that she's so shy. But actually, she wasn't. I don't know if it's because I'm super friendly. So like, but yeah, that was nice.
Yeah, Rose, I feel like you're a good compliment to Madeline's, like you're very extroverted, and I feel like Madeline, you're very introverted, but when when you get the tequila out, Madeline is no longer introverted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's me.
Okay, wait, so then how did you guys meet? Was there like a group, like the international students, I mean, coming from France, did you guys all have like a co-op or something?
You know, there's tours of the university, and I met her there.
Okay. So I don't think you guys are from similar parts of France, are you? Like, do you guys see each other now?
Yes, we are.
Oh, you guys are. Okay, cool. Well, that's nice. So you guys are, like, tight now, and you can form your friendship in America and bring it back to France. How has it been, like, since you guys came back? Has it been like how's COVID over there?
You can go meditating.
It's pretty messed up. Like the whole situation is going crazy, but the mm-hmm. government is trying to pretend everything is under control.
That sounds
and
familiar.
Trying to pretend they have a strategy to vaccine, how to say that?
What are you trying to say? To like provide for everyone?
No, you know, how to say vaccine?
Oh, vaccine, vaccine, vaccine. You're trying to get the vaccine. Do you guys have the vaccine out there?
Yeah, but okay. What is the verb to say, like, to give people
vaccinated.
The vaccine?
Vaccinated. To vaccinate. So, like, yeah, get vaccinated.
Yeah, the government is trying to pretend they have a strategy to vaccinate old people.
Mm-hmm.
But currently, they have been able to vaccinate, like, 3 people per day, which is not very good.
3?
But, you know,
that's literally so ridiculous. Honestly, it's pretty similar here. Yeah. Like, they don't know how to distribute any of the vaccines. Yeah, they have the vaccines. They just don't have a method to, like, distribute it. So, some like, in most healthcare places, the vaccines are just sitting there. Yeah.
It's crazy. I saw there's like a refrigerator that broke down like in Seattle with vaccines in it. So they had to vaccinate people in the middle of the night. Like, oh my God, we can't.
Oh yeah, I heard about that.
How?
It's crazy.
I think I might have heard that. But that's so funny that you guys just told me that, like, this news, because I didn't know. Do you know when that was? Was it recently?
I don't know.
A few days ago.
But it was in the middle of nowhere. Like, in the
probably.
Road or something.
Sounds about right. Sounds like Washington. Well, I know, like, healthcare workers are gotten it because Emily got it because she's working as a scribe now. And then my roommate who works in healthcare, she got it and it made them, like, really sick. But then my grandma got it and she said she was fine. So I think, like, I don't know why the younger you are, maybe, like, the...
I just think your grandma is so strong.
Okay, you know? That's what she said. She was like, I think I just have good genes. And I was like, honestly, Rita, you're right.
No,
makes sense.
she has experienced a whole life that made yes. that has made her stronger.
She's just like, whatever. This is like a cold. It's like a small a sniffle. Okay, so you guys sound like you're not in like better hands than we are. So I guess that makes me feel a little better about being in this shit show of a country. But yeah,
you're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. When you guys were here, you didn't experience the new president, which has been pretty mellow compared to what
it
used
mean?
To be.
Mellow?
Just like very low key, like nice. Like Biden has been very like standard for a president. I mean, our expectations were pretty much in hell given Trump's presidency, but it feels better to have a different president now.
Yeah. Everybody was telling me, why are you going to the US now? Like, the government is shit.
I know.
Yeah.
You guys really witnessed like, historical times here. Did it feel crazy, like being here with Trump as president?
Yeah.
Did it feel like definitely like there was civil unrest? The country, because you guys were here at like when the protest started for Black Lives Matter in May.
Yay.
And that was crazy. Nothing like I've ever seen. And you guys were probably like, okay, time to leave.
We experienced too many things there.
What did you guys all experience? I mean, from you guys were here for all of COVID. Madeline and I literally lived in that house, that giant house, all 8 of our roommates left, and it was just us there.
That was so funny.
Yeah, that was funny. Rose, do you remember when we like had to go to Hall Health, and we thought you had COVID, but you didn't?
Oh my
God.
No, that was so scary.
We thought she was dying.
Yeah,
it was like no.
I'm so glad that you took me there. Actually, I don't know, I didn't feel my body anymore, which never happened before. And all of a sudden, I couldn't talk. I was like, my lips, oh my God, I can't feel my lips. And my roommate, who is from South America, he was like, calm down, Rose, it's okay. And I was like, oh my God, so if I can't talk anymore in like 5 minutes, just tell people that, okay, I felt that. And then, oh my God, I'm gonna faint. And he was like, have a tea. What kind of tea do you want? I was like, I don't know.
Oh my God. And then Madeline, I'm like, I remember I was literally tanning on the deck, and Madeline comes outside with her phone and she says, how do you say this? And she shows me stroke, like stroke. How do you say this in French? And I'm like, who's having a stroke? And he's like, Rose. I'm like, Rose, you're like, what, 23? You're not having a stroke? Yeah, but then I was like, you might be having a stroke. But wasn't it just like anxiety, like panic attack or something?
I wasn't anxious at all. No, I wasn't anxious. Yeah, the doctor, it was actually pretty hot, by the way.
It was hot.
He was saying, yeah.
Oh, the doctor was hot.
Yeah, the doctor. The doctor.
Yeah, he was.
Why do I even remember that?
I remember. It's okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I wasn't anxious. I don't think maybe I was staring at the screen too much.
Yeah,
but come
he said,
on.
I don't know. I mean, don't we stare at our screens all day? Just one
day,
like, your body decides to reject you.
Yeah, he was like, it can happen again. If it happens, just come back. I was like, what?
Yeah, thank God, though. It wasn't anything else. And it wasn't COVID, and it was not a stroke.
I freaked out. I was like,
would have been the worst.
What if I die at 22? And I started to see all the things that I hadn't done in my
and
life.
And you're like, I've never been in love.
No, I have, but fuck, I can't die a virgin, you know?
I was going to say it, but I was going to let you say it, Rose.
You were heading for it. That's fine.
I know. That's hilarious. Thank you. Oh my gosh. So would you say that was like one of your best or worst experiences in the US?
I mean, now we're laughing about it. So
yeah, it was a good one for me, at least. Finding out you did not, you indeed were not having a stroke, I think was cherry on top for me.
Yeah. Still, it's mystery that will never resolve.
It is a mystery. If that ever
happened, nobody was there. I really thought that when we were gonna head there would be so many people in a line, coughing and everything. And we arrived, like, I was the only girl.
They were like giving you like first class treatment.
They were like, oh my god, yeah.
Go, like,
you're right.
Yeah, because there was nobody there. I really thought there was going to be like, yeah, like so many students with COVID, like dying in the office. But like the women who were just the receptionists were just like sitting there, just like clicky clicky, like on the on their keyboard, nothing happening. All right, Madeline, what was your favorite memory studying abroad?
I think it was the parties.
Yeah,
like. When I arrived in September, October, it was all fancy and new and a lot of people and a lot of different people from different background. That was nice. And also the party where my friend was throwing up in the kitchen floor and you were like doing Snapchat. That was so funny.
Yeah, that Karush, isn't that his name? He discovered
Karush.
That. Karush. White American girls love to broadcast other people's pain on their Snapchat stories. That's what Karash learned that night. Yeah, that was also the night that we were like banned from ever having parties again by the neighbors.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, lovely memory.
Literally, so the neighbors in Seattle really do leave an imprint, a deep one. You never forget them. I remember, I think it was the first party we had, which was a week before that, which don't get me wrong, I think we were pushing it a little bit every weekend being so loud, but who cares? We were in college. I don't care. But anyway, the little woman came who lived behind us, came into the house.
Yeah.
And she was like trying to talk to all these people and like so many people are drinking and it's like dangerous. So I remember I was like, okay, like you can't just come in here, like let's walk you out and we'll talk out there. And she was like, you little bitch. And I was like, oh no, I'm scared of these neighbors.
And that was funny though, because all those neighbors were saying like, you know, we don't want too much noise, but why would you even come here to live in like your district?
Yeah,
I know.
Like
I'm
you
17.
Can you can live everywhere else, but like not
it's
maybe
so funny.
Like
not it's like
so
such
close
a
from joke. Campus.
Like it's not even that this isn't like a common thing on this one street. Like if we lived a street over from 17th, I would have understood a little more. But that's like two blocks away are the big Greek houses.
Yeah,
like genuinely chose the worst place to live if you don't like noise. And God knows how many times we were loud just from like existing, let alone partying. There was 10 people in that house. Yeah. I can't remember if it was like after that when the guy like broke our window or if it was before.
Yeah, it was after. If it was Halloween.
Oh right, because he had okay I want you guys to tell this story because you guys were together and it's so funny that just tell the story. Madeline, you can tell it, like start.
Okay, so we were Rose and me at a party like a few blocks away from my house. Mm-hmm. And we were coming back with some other men. His name was Barna. Okay. And then we arrived in front of my house and there is some random dude in a t-shirt which was pretty weird because it was
covered
so
in blood.
Cold.
The t-shirt was covered in
blood. But we didn't know by that time that it was blood. It was Halloween, you know, like maybe her t-shirt was like a costume or something. Mm-hmm. We were very naive, you know. And then go on, Rose.
Really? Like, our friend left because he had to take an Uber. So we had a boy with us who could save us, like, but not anymore. He just left. Like, he saw the guy. The guy was covered in blood. He was standing in your front porch. And he was saying, yeah, I know people inside. And we were like, I'm sorry, what? Like, we live inside. Like, you don't know anyone here. And then he was staring at us.
I remember we asked him, like, who do you know in this house? And he was like, everybody. But saying saying it in a weird way, you know, like
suspicious. And we weren't having a party. Like there was no like party going on, as in like he's waiting outside being like, I know people here, I can go to this party. No,
yeah,
like, we
it was 1 a.m.
Yeah.
And he started hugging me.
He hugged you. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was saying I was beautiful and actually was pretty handsome, and I was like, okay, but oh what? And then, we asked him where he was living, and he said, I live everywhere. And then we thought, okay, he took mushrooms. He's on some drug, I don't know.
Yes.
But then, Madeline told.
We decided, I was like talking in French with Rose, which was really useful because he couldn't understand us. And I was like, there's no way you're coming back alone in your house and I'm leaving you here. And I don't want to walk into my house alone. So I was like, yeah, just come with me. And we walk, the two of us, to go in the back of the house.
Right, the other side,
and
the other door.
And the dude follows us. And we were like, oh my God.
And then that you started to freak out, like you started to walk so fast, and I was like, oh my
and
God,
I was like, gosh, gosh.
And like I really admire you about that, because you opened the door and you just closed it so quickly before he enters. And I thought, what if he had entered? Like we would have been like, okay, like no thanks.
I would have been so like, I can't even imagine if he had entered. I would have hit him with a frying pan.
Yeah, but I was so scared because
I was
thinking like, oh my God, I have to like do the code to enter into the house and then shut the door so quickly. And then, but I had to like to wait.
I would have pooped my pants.
Because she was behind my back. And I was like, oh my God, I need to be so quick right now. But if he blocks the door with it, because he totally could have blocked the door. Totally.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He was like super, like it wasn't energetic at all. And that's how we got super lucky.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't violent.
He was so
at the moment.
Yeah, and then I heard smashing glass when I was like laying in my bed. And then I was like, oh, like somebody must have just dropped like a cup. But no.
The joke was on you.
The joke was on me. And then moments later I hear like Beth, Beth, like outside my door. And I remember being like so rude. I was like, is Madeline drunk? Like, I do not want to hang out right now. Like, I'm so tired.
Oh my God.
And then I hear Stefan like get up, because you guys obviously were like, hey, Beth's useless. Like, I'll go find somebody else to help. And then I heard Stefan's voice. And I went downstairs and there was a hole in the window.
Yeah, just imagine us, we kept going like, okay, it's just gonna stay in front of a door the whole night, but at least like we can do anything about it. All right, but we just arrived in the living room and I swear that hole in the window. And we
did that happen right then and there? Did he go back and like break it?
I think it was already broken. Yeah,
okay, the window was already broken. Okay, I thought
then
he went back.
Oh my God, oh my God, Madeline, just see that. And I was like, because
so
that was
scary.
The moment where we both realized that this guy was dangerous.
Yeah.
And we just escaped him. That was so fucking scary.
Yeah, all the blood was actually him with his wrists that were covered in blood. So he put it on his t-shirt, but he actually tried to open the door and he took the wrong side of a door. So he couldn't open it from the inside. But what if he had been waiting for Madeline in his living room?
What if he had gotten in from smashing that hole in the window? Oh my gosh.
No,
oh my gosh. And then it was so scary because Rose, I think Billman's boyfriend like drove you home, like didn't you leave?
Yeah
So like one of the boyfriends were over and Claire Billman was like out there like sweeping it up, and I was like, get inside right now, because he like disappeared. And then someone was like, oh yeah, we called the non-emergency number for like the police. And I'm like, what about this is not an emergency to you guys? like the one time it's okay to call 911, like call 911 right now. And then he came back while we were waiting. And Madeline, remember you, like, I thought you were kidding. I was like standing by the window with my back turned. Yeah. And Madeline was like, and pointed behind me. And I turn around and this man is right there looking in. And then he pointed at me and said, I know you. And I was like, oh no, no, you do not. Please do not say that. Don't make me the one you know in this house. That's problematic. Yeah, the blood on his shirt was indeed just from his wrist or from his like fist from like punching the window. Yeah, and we still, yeah. I mean, the police came. I don't really remember anything else that happened. I think the police came and they found him, but he was just wandering around. I found him on Facebook so fast.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
I was like, my creeping skills were coming in. He just
FBI.
Yeah, literally. He said his name one, like just his first name, and then I was like, okay, I can work with that. Found his Instagram, his Facebook. This man's was not okay. No, wasn't even from Seattle. He was like from like Bellevue. Care. No, he did not care.
Wait, okay. So yeah. He was on meth, right?
I think so. Well, what was funny is that my sister was a nurse at the jail at the time. So then she gave me like this link that you can like look up people who got like registered or like admitted. I don't really know what the word is. Brought in. I don't know. And yeah, you could see like details, and they didn't say what kind of drugs he was on, but he was not on like, he wasn't smoking weed. Smoking something stronger.
That was definitely stronger than weed.
Yeah. As a resident smoker, I don't go around punching holes in windows. Yeah, Halloween this year was a little more boring without you guys, for sure.
That shit only happens to us.
Without him too.
Literally, yeah, boring without my guy Sean as well. It does only happen to you guys. Mm-mm. Honestly.
Like the time
that. That's the story of my life.
Yeah. Like when the homeless woman attacked me in the street.
What? You I did not know this.
I didn't tell you that. Okay, I was waiting for a bus, and then a woman comes down the bus before mine, and she was yelling, and I thought that she was arguing with someone, but she wasn't, like she was all alone. And then she starts walking in my direction, but I wasn't even in the middle of a pavement, I was like next to it, I wasn't blocking anyone, okay? And then she arrives like super mad, and she sees me out of all the people waiting for the bus. She sees me, and then she goes like, you fucking bitch, get out of my way. And I was like, is she talking about me? And then she grabs my hair. I'm not even joking. She grabbed my hair. And she wouldn't let me down. And the thing is, she kept walking.
Rose, that's real trauma.
I know.
She had your hair and she was walking?
Yeah.
Yeah. No. And let me guess, nobody on the sidewalk helped you. Nobody no, even
but
looked.
She was scary though. Like she dragged me in the street. I bet. And I was like, is she gonna cross? Like, what am I gonna do right now? There are too many ways to die here. I mean, yeah, people were like, I don't know, panicking. And I was like, stop. And eventually she let me go. And everybody was like, are you okay? I was like, yeah, sure. That's like the best time of my life. Thank you for your help, guys. God. But I know she was super scary.
That is, okay, not hilarious. Your pain is not funny. I just like cannot believe that A, you were, this woman was holding your hair and nobody on the sidewalk helped you. You're probably like, I'm literally never coming back here again.
Yeah, and I saw her again another day because I was scared to go
near
the bus stations and everything after that, but I thought it's okay, now she's somewhere else. And then one day I was going to a theater in the middle of the night, and all of a sudden I hear, everybody wants me to die anyway. And I was like, fuck. Oh, that's not even funny. Like, this woman was like in such a bad state of mind, but she was here, she was like right in front of me, and then I'm pretty sure she told me something like, why are you staring at me? But she was getting out of her story and I was like, fuck. And I couldn't even cross because it was red. And then I thought, what do I do? Like, I can't run. I can't. But you know what? I'm alive. So.
Made it back. You're back safe. Well, the hard drugs are definitely a political thing. Like, they got started because they were planted. I don't know all the history about it, but I think it was like Nixon or Ronald Reagan, like 60s or something. I'm not a history teacher, but literally like planted like crack in poor communities, like Black and Brown communities especially. And then like the war on drugs began in the US, and now we're just years later, 50, 60 years, just like really in a bad place, bad situation. So
it's so bad.
I guess the French government is doing something a little better than the US.
I don't know if they are doing something or if they just didn't
do that
like Reagan or Nixon did.
Yes. Yes. Make it worse, exacerbate this situation.
But there's like a hill in Paris of people who are doing crack too. But I'm pretty sure that they made them move. So they had to move out. And there's another one that can help them. Like, we have the same situation though, but...
So they're banished to this hill?
Yeah. Mm. I don't know what they're doing right now.
Yeah.
But that's good too.
They're just removing the problem from somewhere to be displaced another place. So it's not really
helping,
healing the problem and dealing with it, really. It's just about, no, you cannot stay here, but people are just going to move and they're not going to get clean like by
That's magic. Exactly how Seattle is. The police do these sweeps and they'll go through all the camps, which are like so populated right now. The houseless camps are just like so many tents. And the police will go through and just like destroy all the tents, like take all their things just to like displace them. And it's just so counterintuitive. Do you guys know when you guys are getting vaccinated, or do you guys have like a, probably not. I have no
clue. We are far away from being vaccinated. Yeah. Being like 23.
Yes, exactly. It's almost like we're the worst age group, unless you're like a healthcare worker, which I'm not. So it's like,
but honestly, like, with I don't know, 100 people vaccinated every day, we might get the vaccine like in 10 years. I don't know. Like,
you think it's gonna stay at that rate?
No.
What can we do?
They have to speed up the process, because I mean, I'm pretty sure they're gonna force everyone to be vaccinated to go abroad. Or to do stuff like that, like concerts.
Did you guys even get to go to the clubs when you were here?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm glad you got to experience some of that before they closed.
We had some bad experience too there, though.
Okay, what was the bad experience?
One time, we went to a club.
Yeah.
But the problem was the music. It was, you know, techno music and... I don't like that.
No,
and
I don't either.
Like paying $20 for like 3 hours of just boom, 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 boom. It was so annoying. Like
$20.
The Monkey Bar. I don't know if I'm allowed to say the name, but
yeah. Wait, what's it called?
Don't go there.
Don't
the Monkey.
The Monkey Bar.
Yeah,
so
don't
weird.
Go there
I don't
if
think
you're.
I've heard of it. I'm gonna look it up.
Not.
What? That's a bad sign if she doesn't know it.
That I know. Well, I mean,
it's techno.
Is it in
music?
Cap Hill?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the Monkey Bar. I'm literally like super close to it. That's so funny.
Don't go there ever, even if it's open.
I wouldn't.
Unless
don't
you
worry.
Like techno
monkey,
music.
Yeah, the Monkey Pub. I'm dead. Yeah, it doesn't. I mean. It was a bar, or did you guys like sit down? Was it like dancing? That's so weird.
Yeah,
how
it was a club.
Okay.
We're dancing, or at least trying to dance on this music. We tried for like 30 minutes. and then spent 3 hours of just, you know,
standing there
being miserable.
I'm pretty sure that our friends liked it though, because we had weird friends.
Yeah, she liked it so much.
We're like, oh my god, that's amazing here. And we're like, yeah, oh, there's a guy who offered you pizzas, and I missed that. I just remember frustrated I was, because that was the only nice thing of a party, and I missed the pizza.
Wait, someone ordered you pizza at that pub or that bar? Yes.
We were actually smoking outside, and there were people eating a pizza.
Okay.
And it was too much of it. They couldn't eat all of it. So they were like, do you want some? And we were like, oh my God.
You're like, thank God, that some nice people, some hospitable hospitality here in Washington for once. We got to get better at that as Washingtonians, be more hospitable, especially to our French friends. Because then we can go to France and hang out.
Yeah, we never had a deposit back. That's what I remember about people in Seattle. Like, owners, what's the word for it? Landlords. Landlords in Seattle are like, you have to teach them how to be nice.
Oh my gosh. Such a good point that you bring that up. Me and Madeline really went through it with our landlord. Did you did too? Oh, I became full-blown like anti-landlords, like anti-rent, anti-housing, everything. Like I was like, everyone should have free housing. That's what I learned from living in that house, is that landlords are literally such scumbags. I honestly hope Kirti listens to this so she knows she did a really bad job. Like she ripped out our shower, the brand new shower, because she just didn't fix it properly in the first place. So when it started leaking, she had to rip the whole thing out, and it caused this like huge disaster. Poor Madeline was like the only one showering in the other shower. So then we all just like bombarded her shower.
The joke was totally on me.
I know, because we literally broke that other shower, and you were like the only one listening and like, you know, like balancing where the drains went to, whereas we were just all in the like first shower, just like so much water going down that drain, because it was like 9 people in one shower and then one, and then it all just started leaking through the ceiling. But yeah, I don't think, Madeline, did you get a deposit back?
No. But you know, that's one thing that is different. Did you hear my answer?
Yeah, I heard you.
Is it lagging? Yeah, that is something that is different from France, because in France, when you move into a building or an apartment, a room, I don't know, there is really a need to like keep everything as it was when you first walk in that room, that apartment, right, that building. And when you leave, you're like obligated to leave it like so clean, so perfect. And if there is one problem, you have to fix it. And then you get your deposit back. But I feel like in the US, all like students, they live in those creepy like messy house and they don't take care of anything, but also they don't expect their deposit back. So it's like landlords can do whatever they want because the house are not in good shape. So they can say,
no, for sure,
oh, you know, this thing is not working anymore, so I won't give you your deposit back.
Yeah, well, we like, oh my god, that was a disaster. People didn't even clean out their stuff. So Emily and I were at that house the last day, like it was like almost midnight on the 30th of August, and we looked around and there was still like so much stuff in the kitchen. People had left all their laundry detergent, like the basement had trash, like it was so bad. I was so embarrassed.
But you see, that's something that would never happen in France, because you leave things as they were when you first walk in, and then you get your deposit back. But if you leave like your trash in the building, then you cannot complain if you don't get your deposit back, right?
Yeah. Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, I was mad because I was like patching holes in my room. Like I was like patching holes in the wall and stuff and being like, I'm going to leave this room look brand new. And then I got screwed over by everyone else in the house, which honestly was surprise, surprise. Okay. We knew that was going to happen.
Yeah. I was super surprised though, because like my roommates had broken doors and windows, and there were like some stains on the floor in their room, but nobody knew about it. And then the landlord was like, yeah, so I have to pay even more than if I take all of your deposits. And then he just sent me a list of all the problems of the house, and I was like, what? That was super scary, and I was mad at them.
Yeah.
Like, how can you break a door handle and there's a hole in the door, but that's totally normal for you? And then, like, I don't know, to repair it, that's so expensive. Because the guy just, like, the landlord wanted the best door ever for the bathroom.
Of course.
And I hate it so much. Also, there was a window that was broken before I arrived, and I told him, and then he made us pay for it.
God. Yeah,
that's $200. I mean... Anyway, but yeah, I think that in France you have a lease just for you, so that's your responsibility, whereas there you have to share the
lease.
Ah,
yeah.
Cool. Hi.
Oh my gosh. Hi. Is that your sister Madeline?
I can hear you because my No,
it's Ocean.
Is that Ocean? Oh my god, bonjour Ocean, how are you?
Doing great.
Are you? I'm really good. Are you studying at University of Illinois right now?
Yes, I do.
Oh my gosh, that is so crazy. What a small world. Is it going well?
Yeah, everything's going well. I just finished my classes right now. So, I mean, my research, so I just asked Madeline to open that for me.
Oh my gosh, is that water? Is that vodka?
Yeah, it's water.
Okay. Do you and Ocean live together?
No, we are in a vacation.
Oh, wait, are you in the Caribbean right now? Oh my gosh, Madeline, thank you so much for agreeing to do this, even though you're on vacation.
It's okay. It's like the end of my day.
Yeah. Okay, well, like we're almost done, and I just want to end with like, would you guys tell others to like travel abroad to Washington? Like, would you recommend it? Yes or no? Given all of your experiences. And I don't care at all if you say no.
Of course. I miss Seattle and Washington State so bad.
Yeah,
like, so
we miss
bad.
You.
Aww, like that's beautiful. And UW is really like, it has been the best. How can you say educational year of my life? Like the courses are amazing. The university is amazing. I really miss it. Yeah.
Oh, Rose, UW should pay you for saying that, honestly, because.
Yeah, they should.
They have a lot of, there's a lot of cons there, but I agree. There are a lot of pros as well.
I could totally be an ambassador. UW, do you hear me?
UW. What about you, Madeline?
I think, like, as a French person, there is definitely pros. Like, it's really nice to go study a year in the US because, as Rose said, the education is really great in college. Like, you can choose the classes you take, which is something you cannot do in France.
That's
Most
so interesting.
People don't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that was... a very good experience for me. I had a lot of classes that I would have never had the opportunity to follow if I didn't come to the US.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't recommend like the opposite, you know, American students to go study in France, because like you're gonna spend the worst year of your life with like the professor in France because
Don't tell them that. No, but please come. It's amazing.
But it's free. It's almost free. So, you know, when you don't pay anything, you cannot expect a great service. That's right. And when you pay the amount you pay, guys, you guys pay in the US, then you can expect a very good service and very good professor, very available to respond to any of your desire. And yeah, I would recommend the experience, but I would also warn French people that there is a big culture shock between American social practices and French social practices. There is a gap that is huge, and you gotta be expect that a little.
What was the biggest shock for you?
The biggest shock was the social culture, because you know, French people, we have the reputation to be cold, and it's not easy to talk to us and to become friends with us, because we are really like, there is a distance when you first met someone in France. You're not close. There is a lot of distance that means respect. And then, it can be really hard to make friends in France. But when you're friends with someone, it really means something strong. Like a friend in France would do like anything for you. It really means something. You're not friends with everybody. And I feel like in the US, it's the opposite, you know? People are really approachable. It's really easy to talk to anyone in the street, and people will be friendly, and it will really be nice to talk to strangers because they make sure to make you comfortable. But the cons is that it doesn't mean as much. Friendship. Yeah.
Yeah.
And which I feel like it was
from some of the more snaky people that we lived with.
It's like you are peaches and we are like coconuts. You get what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, fuzzy on the outside.
Yeah, we're soft inside, but
fuzzy and soft to get into. But yeah, and the coconut, you gotta really work at it, crack it open.
No, yeah.
You guys are my coconuts. Yeah, that's true. I do appreciate
hard. Like at first I was kind of disappointed, I guess. I was like, well, everyone is being nice with me, but
kind of fake.
Yeah.
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 Very fake.
That for is sure.
The word, unfortunately. Yeah.
Yeah. Let them know, Madeline.
You gotta say it. Like,
you gotta say it like it is. No, also, I appreciate that.
There's a tendency for you guys to say stuff, not even you, Beth, but like, you say stuff, but you never do it. It's just because it sounds good, okay? Like, sure, we'll go there. Oh my God, what are you doing on Thursday? We should go together. And then you're like, okay, so I'm going with her. And then you meet up with that person, and she's like, okay, I'm joining my friends, bye. And you're like, wasn't I supposed to go with you? But that's super cute. It's just super disappointing on the first weeks, but then you get used to it. And then when people say stuff, you're like, yeah, sure, whatever.
Oh my gosh, that's literally so classic.
Rose, you have to tell the story. Rose, you have to tell the story about the party with your roommates where you know what happened.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to spoil.
Yeah, that's just exactly that. My roommates were having a party and I had been to the theater with them. Mm-hmm. So I was having a good time. Mm-hmm. And then they went to the supermarket to get vodka and everything. And I followed them. And they hadn't tell me like, hey, do you want to come? But then I saw that they were buying stuff. So I was like, hey, are you guys having a party tonight? And they said, yeah, you should totally come. And that was just, at the neighbors, you know. And I was like, mm-hmm. yeah, sure, okay. But I'm super shy and everything in some situations. So I was like, yeah. you have to push me, okay? So I was super courageous when I said, yes, I want to come, okay? I was super proud of myself. Like, yeah, you can do it. You can. And then we arrived home and I just went in the basement because my room was there to get some mm-hmm. stuff like candies and my bottle of vodka. I'm not an alcoholic. I don't use it much, okay? But then and when I came back, they were gone. And the thing is, like, I didn't know it yeah. was at the neighbors at first. I just figured it out because my other roommate was like, yeah, so they're at the neighbors, but nobody told me. And it's just like I was there and hadn't I known that they were there, I wouldn't have known. You know what I mean?
You would have just been dead.
But that's like, I know that they're super nice and everything, but it's just, yeah, why would you tell me, come with us? Oh, also they were like, yeah, I'm super happy that you're coming. Anyway. And I didn't want to go anymore. And nobody asked me where I was.
No, I wouldn't want to go either. Yeah.
And you see, that's what I mean when I say that they pretend to yeah. like you,
yeah.
but that doesn't really mean anything because, you know, they said to Rose, sure, you should totally come. But if you say that as a French person, you mean it. Like, you want right. the person to come because you think that would make a difference in your party.
Right. But
when they leave without her, it's like the very proof that the fact that she is there or she isn't makes no difference at all. And that yeah. is hurtful.
I know. And it's like, it doesn't help for like the long run either. Like, maybe there's going to be a situation where Rose has something that they would like to go do. And it's like, well, should Rose like return the favor when it's like you guys didn't even hold up your end of the deal?
And so many of stories like this happened to us like the yeah. whole year.
Yeah. But even at the very beginning, that was like that.
Classic Seattle.
But I know that it's not against me at all. So I'm just like, yeah.
Rose, I would never
do it. It's fine. Mimi.
I'll always bring you to the party. Because I always want to go to your parties because they're so fun. So, like, of course.
We were playing games and all. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you guys so much for, like, spending this hour with me. It's so nice to talk to you guys. And, like, I don't know, despite the time change, you guys made it work. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we were on a 3 different time zone.
Okay, that's why. Yeah, okay. I was like, what's going on? Like, Madeline, what time is it there?
It's what time is it? It's 6 p.m.
Okay, that's not too bad. I don't even know where the Caribbean is, to be honest.
It's not far away from Seattle. It's like in the ocean near Central America.
Okay.
Like just on top of Latin America.
Okay. Got it. That makes sense. The Caribbean. And then wait, where are you right now, Rose? Like where in France?
In Paris.
Are you living in Paris right now?
I am.
That's so dope.
Oh, I love it here.
I'm so glad for you. Even though COVID's probably making it like super boring because there's like no, what you said, like culture like going on. Paris yeah. is like the land of culture. COVID.
I know, right? I was living my best life in October because I could do anything.
When did you come back? Sorry, last question. When did you come back to or like go back to France?
In July, right?
Madeline? Okay, yeah, that was before Madeline.
Beginning of July. July 1st, and you, Rose, it was like July 10th, something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, the little
guy. Oh, yeah, look, this is the new guy.
Your cat is so cute.
Thank you. I actually got him in September. He's like, he's so cute. He's kitten.
Did he eat Jack? No, right?
No, he actually really like they play. It's really cute. Like he knows not to eat him. And Jack like kind of like fends him off with his teeth when Moonsi gets a little too like excited with him. But nice. Yeah, they're best friends. It's so cute.
That's like your children, right?
They're literally my children. I know. I was thinking about it today and I was like, okay, I have a cat and a chinchilla. The chinchilla's 13. Like I was going to wait until Jack, you know, knock on wood, passed away. But then I was like, I really want a cat. And my friend was just giving one away. So I was like, I can't pass this up. So yeah, now I just will have these animals probably for like the next 20 years because cats live a really long time. But hopefully when COVID like settles down and we're allowed to fly again, I can come visit you guys in France and I'll make somebody watch my cats. Yeah,
but you have to go somewhere else than Paris. Of course, go to Paris, but also go somewhere else in France, because that's something I realized in Americans. You always think that France is only just Paris.
That's so embarrassing.
And it's not even the prettiest city here.
Okay, well, you guys can show me around when I come.
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
That would be great.
Yay. Yeah, no, really. I would be so happy.
No, that would be so fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yay.
Okay, well, I will. This has been really fun. Thank you guys for bringing all your stories and anecdotes. I feel like a lot of people can benefit from them. And also just like your perspective is so like cool to hear about how you guys see like the culture, especially in Seattle. Like it's very cold and fake.
No, that's fine. Some people are so good that it makes you forget the bad people.
Exactly. Yeah. That's all for today, folks. Thanks so much for coming to another episode of Quarantee. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and leave a comment. That's really helpful for me. If you do that, I get brownie points in the podcasting world. So please like, subscribe, whatnot. Follow me on Instagram, UW Quarantee. Have a great week. Peace and love.